am exhausted, Wicket.
We're close enough as good friends where I can tell you, you look tired, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You look a little tired today.
Yeah.
You tired? Why are you? I mean, did you go running yesterday? Did you play soccer? Did you go bike riding? Did you have a late night?
I wish I'd had a late night.
Okay.
No.
You look like me after Limp Bizkit.
I'm emotionally exhausted from all of the football.
Oh!
In the last 24 hours, it was terrible. I would like to say I'm never doing it again, but now I am locked in for this season.
I'm so proud of you. You did your first fantasy draft, and I believe...
I did better than some of the people in our group. I didn't do well.
You did what I thought you were going to do. This is what I thought you were going to do. Because once you learned about auto draft, your eyes got very bright yesterday. I figured, and I said this to Lee, I said, here's what she's probably going to do. My wife, Lee, who's also in our fantasy draft.
Can I stop you briefly, though, and say you refuse to help me?
I didn't refuse to help you. I was unable to help you yesterday.
Okay.
Our nanny called in sick. She's out again today. So as soon as the show is over, I had to leave. So I couldn't help you all day with... I had full intention of... Like 2 days ago, I had full intention of helping you with this. But I had to go home. And then the work I can't get done after the show, I have to squeeze into baby nap time. And then babies wake up. And my day was from 4 a.m. until like 9:30 last night. I wanted to help you, but you did very well on your own. And I thought what you were going to do is exactly what you did do. And that is jump in the fan. Once you learned about auto draft, it was like you got the golden ticket. Jump in, get all your Seahawks, turn on auto draft, and get out. And you did that. I was very proud
of
you.
That is not what I did. I was there the whole time, and I was selecting people.
There were. I saw the little conversation that you left the draft. It seemed like a good strategy to me.
I didn't leave the draft. What are you talking about? I was there the entire time.
You stayed the entire time?
Did you have fun? The whole time. The only one I didn't pick was the first one because I couldn't get the app downloaded quickly enough, and I couldn't
you
choose.
Did well.
I couldn't choose on the actual phone. I had to do the app, and apparently everyone else in the whole world was trying to download the app.
Yeah, I think
because
that's probably
it took
26 right.
Yeah. minutes to download that app when normally it's whoosh, instant. I download an app, whoosh, it's there. But last night,
busy day yesterday,
26 minutes it took. I had to call Promotions Hunter, who does the Drake.
Yeah, he's the voice of women's Drake women's basketball.
He helped me to the tune of, hey, the reason why you can't log in is because we sent it to your laser email and not the brand new Yahoo email that you created.
Mm.
So I was like, because I couldn't even log in. I needed help from the beginning.
Frustration
It was awful.
But you took Ezekiel Elliott first. He plays
tonight. That was the auto draft.
That's a good pick.
I wasn't there yet. I couldn't get in on the app. I didn't have my computer here. I have my computer at work.
You grabbed Russell Wilson. You grabbed...
Yeah, I picked Russell, and then I picked your guy to...
You picked my Aaron Rodgers.
Anger you.
I did
that on purpose.
I saw that go off, but I was a little upset.
Good, did that for fun.
See, now you're getting into the spirit of fantasy football, trying to piss off people in your league. You're doing very well so far.
Mm-hmm.
You drafted a good team, a little junk talk. You're good. You got this.
And I purposely picked someone who had an injury who was questionable because I like a dark horse.
You picked Kenny Golladay, the wide receiver for the Giants, who had a hip injury last year for the Lions, signed a big contract. You're going to want to keep an eye on that because if he doesn't play, you're going to get a zero so you can change your lineup.
Or
I will help you through setting a lineup if you'd like.
And no one else has a kicker named Young Ho.
It's Young Wei Hu, but...
Sorry, I thought I saw Young Ho, and I was
Young
like...
Young Wei Koo is his name.
Apologies, that was not on purpose.
That's all right. You also don't have a defense. We're going to need to get you a defense.
Okay, so that's the other thing,
yeah.
You not helping me. I didn't even know what the point was. Like, pick people. Okay, I'll pick people. I didn't know I had to pick specific,
defenses.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick
roles. I didn't know that I needed people with jobs. I thought I just picked whoever I wanted. I thought I could pick all quarterbacks if I wanted.
No, I told you yesterday you had to draft receivers and running backs and whatnot. But for not knowing
anything
about what you were doing.
Nothing what I'm doing.
We just have to get you a defense and work on your starting lineup for like 10 seconds and you're going to be good to go. I give you mad props. You did well.
Why do I? Okay, I'm not even going to ask why. Because I don't even know how this works. I don't know what we're doing because you have not helped.
I was going to help you. But then my nanny got sick, and I had to bolt right at 10:01 yesterday. Right. And so I, and by the way, I have to bolt at 10:01 again today.
That's fine. It's over now. And then I had to do Andy Hall's football challenge. I'm so over footballed wicket right now. And then
the season
Susie
starts
and I,
tonight.
Then Susie and I wrote out our podcast yesterday for Hike Challenge. Like, I spent like 5 hours doing football yesterday, which is more football than I've done. Well, besides when I was dating a football player once upon a time. But it's more football than I have done mm-hmm. in my entire life, man.
I'm proud of you. You like it?
No.
Yeah, and that is why you are tired.
No, it's not fun at
all.
That's
why you're a little tired today.
I like other games, okay?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
This is too much for me.
Just going to work on your starting lineup a little bit, you know?
I'm going to make the sandwiches next time.
The fact that your backup quarterback is Aaron Rodgers is pretty impressive. It's not bad at all. But
why is he my backup?
Because you drafted Russell Wilson. I mean, it doesn't have to be. You can start whoever you want.
I know. I was going to say.
And you can pick whichever one you want.
I also have Matt Ryan.
You have three quarterbacks. Seems like an excessive amount of quarterbacks, but, you know,
Wasn't Matt Ryan a Seahawk at one point, or was that another Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan was never a Seahawk. He played for Boston College and was drafted by Matt Ryan.
That's why I picked Matt Ryan, because there was a Matt Ryan, I want to say, on the Hawks.
Oh, was there? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He was either...
You did not draft him.
Yeah. No.
Well, if you want to see if you can beat... I've signed up for Andy Hall's Football Challenge, too.
Well, you neglected to mention Wicket, your bragging rights. You got the best out of our bracket. You had an A-minus grade.
Our fantasy draft, not a bracket. Our fantasy draft.
Oh, sorry.
I did, but that doesn't mean anything. I've screwed up easier fantasy football challenges before, but yes, I did get the best grade, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm still going to suck.
It does. You were proud of it. You sent a screenshot.
What's up? I sent it to you and Andy. I was about six beers deep, too, and I'm like, check it out, best draft grade! Doesn't mean anything. Call me in December when I'm 4-14 or whatever, and my team's not going to make the playoffs. And here you are, riding your way into the Super Bowl. It's going to happen. Watch.
Okay.
Watch.
I mean, according to Yahoo and my C grade... Heather must know something that we don't.
You're hanging with Heather and Wicked.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm footballed out. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. So now you got to use Aaron Rodgers as trade bait.
Oh, trade bait.
And then I only carry one quarterback all the time. And then when he's got a bye week, I set him, put somebody else in.
It's called streaming.
Don't carry a bunch of quarterbacks.
So you kind of want to wait and see what quarterbacks might get hurt in the first week or two and then use Aaron Rodgers as trade bait is what he's saying. Or you can use trade bait over me to get me to do anything to get Aaron Rodgers.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, so you... Yeah, I mean, you have one of the top five quarterbacks sitting on your bench.
Begin now, Heather.
I already know what I'm going to ask for.
What is it?
What are you going to ask for? DJ Metcalf?
Oh, no. I'm going to ask that we not play this god-awful Eddie Vedder song that Wicket's demanding we play for Rock Hard News today.
It's new Eddie Vedder!
It's effing terrible, and it does not reach a minimum threshold of airability on this radio station.
I agree with you. Dump it.